Welcome to day 41. We are up to Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis, and in order to understand this Mishnah, we should just quickly recap that which we saw yesterday. And we learned that the mitzvah of Peh ideally is when the crop is mechuber lekarka, still attached to the ground. The farmer harvests the field and leaves a corner of the field unharvested for the aniyim, the poor come and harvest it themselves. So again, the mitzvah is when the peh, when the grain is still attached to the ground. But there are some exceptions, bedalis, ubedekel, when there are grapes wrapped around a trellis, or when there's a very high date palm tree, and it would be dangerous for the aniyim to come and vie for those for that crop. It would be dangerous when they're, let's say, climbing up a tree that is very, you know, particularly tall. So in that case, the halacha is that the farmer should go up and harvest the crop, harvest the fruits, and then distribute it equally to all the aniyim who are there. So that is the first halacha to remember from yesterday. The second is that, imagine we're talking about a regular field now, there are 100 aniyim. 99 of them say, we want the farmer to actually harvest it and then distribute it to us. And then one person says, no, I'd rather leave the peah in the ground and we'll harvest themselves. We listen to that last person because that person is technically saying what the real halacha is. The halacha is that technically peah really should be left in the ground. If the implication is that if everyone wanted it to be harvested and distributed, so then the farmer would be allowed to do that. But if there's at least one person who's saying that I'd really rather it be kept as the actual halacha, it should be kept in the ground, then we listen to that one person. So our Mishnah picks up as a continuation of that. It says our Mishnah, bedalos ubedekel enochein, but when it comes to, again, the grapes around a trellis or the tall date palm, then that would not be the halacha. Meaning to say we would not follow the person who wants to leave it in the ground. Let's look what it says. Afilu tishin v'tisha omrim lavoz, even if there are 99 people who say with a date palm tree, we would rather you leave the dates up there. Don't harvest it. We'll get it ourselves. But one person says, no, I'd rather the farmer go up and harvest and distribute it to us. And again, we listen to the one, because in that case, the halacha is that the farmer should go up and harvest it. Because again, it's dangerous for the aniyim to do that. So the halacha is that the farmer should harvest it and distribute it. Again, if everyone wanted it to be left in place and they would vie for it themselves, that would be allowed. But if there's even one person who's saying, like the actual halacha, that the farmer should harvest and distribute it, we listen to that person. And by the way, that's even if it's an argument made out of self-interest. Let's say the person is weaker than the other aniyim and therefore can't go up on the tree and can't vie for those fruits. That's the reason the person is saying it. The ani is saying that he'd rather it be harvested and distributed. That's okay. That's totally the ani's right. And we listen again. In each case, we listen to whoever prefers what the actual halacha is, even if that person has met with great dissent. So that is Mishnah Beis. Again, a particular sensitivity that we should be following the halacha, but also doing it in a way that provides equality to the various aniyim. And we're going to see that theme play out in the next Mishnah as well. Mishnah Gimel. Natal miktas peah. Imagine an ani is just taking peah as the ani should. Uzarka al shar. But then he takes the peah that he already collected, he takes the grain and he throws it on other grain, as if to like cull it, to say shotgun, right? That's mine. That's my grain, almost like to cover it up before other aniyim get to it. So ein lo baklum. Then he doesn't get anything. That's the general way we understand it, right? That the Mefarshim, that the Gemara really, the Bar Tanura, that means that not only does the person not get the crop that he threw the previous peah on, but even the peah that he collected properly, that he threw on top of the other peah, even that is taken away from him, because it's a knas. It's almost like a penalty that Chazal impose upon him. Don't do that, right? There are other aniyim. Other aniyim want food as well. By you selfishly coming in and taking the peah that you took properly and throwing it on other pay as if to say, I want that pay also and I'm taking it away from others, that is not proper. And in that case, we say, well, then you're not even eligible. If you're trying to take away from others, then you're not even eligible for the amount that you got properly, and we take it all away. Nafalo alea, if a person throws himself on the peah, on the standing, let's say, wheat in the field, uferes talisola, or throws his cloak, throws his talis over it, and really tries to like grab as much as he can. The normal way of collecting peah is you harvest it, you take it with your hand, you pull it, you cut it, right? You don't throw yourself on it, you don't throw your talis on it. So in those cases, again, ma'avir no sohimena, we pull the person off, the aniyim can pull that person off and deny him getting any of that peah that he tried to grab by falling on it or by putting his talis on it. V'chein v'leket, v'chein v'omer shecha, and that's true also with leket. Again, leket is when the farmer's collecting, is harvesting stocks, and whatever falls, the farmer's not allowed to pick up. And shechcha is parts of the field that the farmer is harvesting and then forgets parts of the field. So the same halacha is here. If the people are trying to grab, the aniyim are allowed to pick up the leket, the aniyim are allowed to pick up the shechcha. We're going to learn these halachas later. So again, if the aniyim try to grab it improperly, we say, okay, so then you don't get anything, you pull them off, and we ensure that those aniyim who are trying to get it fairly have that opportunity. We'll continue with Mishnah Dalet tomorrow.